Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, at the top at the Mishnah. Balo lichtovas Megillah. Meize makomu kosev. When the Kohen comes to write the Megillah, and he's writing the psukim down on the klaf from the Torah, from which point does he write? So the first opinion is no name is mentioned, but it's Rabbi Meir. He says, "Mi im lo shachav ish v'chomer," and he writes "Vat kisatis tachas isheich," but he doesn't write "Ve'eno kosev." He does not write "Vishbiya hakohen ase isha." He skips that, and "Ve'kosev." Instead, he writes continuation "Iten Hashem osach la'alav lishvua," etc. Ubao amaim hamari mehele b'meyayich latzbos beten v'lan pil yarech. Ve'eno kosev, and then he doesn't write "Vamra isha amen amen." That's a shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says you start from the beginning v'loya mafsik and writes the entire thing. Rabbi Yehuda omer alatzmo eino kosev, this means you should be careful and not to write except ela yitena Hashem osach la'alav lishvua v'gomer ubao hamayim hamarim ha'ela b'mayich v'gomer ve'eino kosev, and he doesn't write the end v'amra ha'isha amen amen. Okay, Rashi explains what's going on here. Mi'im lo shachav ish osach, v'im lo satis tuma v'gomer, then it says hinaki. So these words are what is called klein klalos haba'os machmas brachos. Because here it says, if she didn't do anything bad, lo satis tuma, then it says hinaki, she'll be clean. The mashma that we can understand from here, the reverse. The ha'im satis, lo hinaki. If she wasn't innocent, then she will lo hinaki. She won't be clean. Ve'at kisatis tuma tachas yisheich, v'chinit and meis, that's the actual klalas, yitena shem otach la'ala v'lishvua v'toch hameich, etc. Ubay ha'mayim ha'marim v'gomer, v'kachin sturim v'parsha. Kachin, these are how they're the hain sturim v'parsha, how they're the order in the parsha. Ela shishpi ha'kohen esa isha v'shvua tzhala, these words that the Kohen adjures the woman, and in the Shvua Sa'ala, Vamar HaKohen Lishan, when it says in the Kohen, says to the woman, Mafsik Barosh, that interrupts at the beginning, Yitein Hashem Otach, Ve'eno Kodvo, and therefore he doesn't write it. De'eno Elet Savak, that's only a command, Shemetzaveh HaKohen Lashbia, that the Kohen is commanded to make her swear. To adjure her. Begam besof, and also at the end, when it says, Ubao maim hamararim b'meyayich, latzbos beten v'lan pil yerech, eino kosev, according to the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir doesn't write this either, because that's the end of the psukim there. Ba'amra isha, that the woman says, the hainu kabbalah, that she's mekabal on herself, she should tekabela le'ash tashvua, ve'ein zumina alos, that's not part of the curses, and therefore you don't write that. Lo haya mafsik, mishichil, once he starts writing from the beginning, milo shachav ish osach, ad amen amen, right through to the end, amen amen, he writes the entire thing, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Shaya kotev tzava, no, 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 shaya kotev tzava dishpia ba kohen, esa isha, ve kabbalah de ve amra isha, amen amen. Everything. So kol atzmo, Lishna be'almahu, it's a nice way of talking, meaning Yizahir be'atzmo shalo yehe kosev ela alos levado. That the Kohen should be careful just to write the alos, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Vafilu im lo shachav ish osach v'inaki, quote unquote, lo haya kosev, he doesn't write that at the beginning. V'kol shekein v'yishbiya kohen, certainly that part he doesn't write either. V'eino kosev v'amra isha amen amen, doesn't write that either. The woman's response, Shehu Sof HaMikra Zaj, the end of the Pasuk. Gemara, B'mai Kamiflagi, what are these Tanaim and the Mishnah arguing about? B'hai Kra Kamiflagi, they're arguing how to learn out this Pasuk. It says in the Torah, B'kasam es ha'alos ha'ele ha'kohen b'sefer. So Rabbi Meir, as we saw the Tanakama Savar, he held, it says ha'alos. So the word from the word alos, That's the alos mamish, that he has to write the psukim that have the klalos in it. But the hey, the ha'alos, is coming l'rabot, klalos habaos machmas brachos, which we saw, the klalos that are implied from the, which we said it, if she didn't do anything, she's clean, mashman, if she didn't, that she gets the punishment. So that's coming, the ha'alos is coming to include the klalos habaos machmas brachos. And then it said, "Vekasav halos ha'ele." So the word "ele" without the hay is coming to exclude limiute klalos shebimishna Torah. I shouldn't think that you have to write the klalos written in Parshas Kisavo. And that which it says ha'ele is coming to limiute to detract that you don't write the tzavos, where the Kohen commands, you know, the woman to adjures the woman. Mekabalos at the end when the woman's mekabal and she says amen. That is not included. That's how Rabbi Meir learns. Rabbi Yossi that says you write everything kulu kanamar, because he learns basically like Rabbi Meir says, except for one part, except for the part that Rabbi Meir darshans from the hay of ha'ele that's coming to lima'et, that you don't write the tzavos and kabbalos. He says no, since it says es, because of es halos, the word es is larabos tzavos, the kabbalos, dafka, the opposite, that you do write the tzavos and the kabbalos, everything. Hi, Rabbi Meir, what about the S? You know, Asim lo darish, you know, al kol haTorah, he doesn't darshan the word S. But Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that you write only from Yitain Hashem Osach, etc. And also you don't write the Kabbalah and at the end. He says, Kulhu, all the hay that we see in the Pasuk are bimi'uti darishlu. He's mimayit, says that all the hay is coming to, are come to be mimayit. And therefore, alos mamash, that you write the alos that are said, says in the psukim, the curses. The hey, the halos, again, limiute. Here's limiute, klalos habaos machmas brachos. You don't write the klalos that are inferred from the brachas. And eile is limiute, klalos of a mishnah Torah, as we've seen. And ha eile is limiute, tzavos v'kabbal. So everything is limiute, and it's coming to exclude the tzavos and the kabbalas. Okay, let's see Rashi before we continue. Rashi on the Gemara. Alos mamush, yitein Hashem osach, ubao hamayim ma'arim ha'ele b'mayich, those are the klalos. Klalos haba'os, that's hinaki mimayamarim. That if she didn't do anything wrong, then she'll be cleansed from the mayamarim. And then we can imply, we said, that if she didn't, that she it'll have a bad effect. Ele is miutehu, it's a miut. So in Mishnah Torah, the ikas of kra, if it would have, the ikas of kra, because of es ha'alos b'sefer, then I would have thought, have a mashma, that it means alos of a Mishnah Torah, the klalos in Dvarim. As it says, yache Hashem b'shachefes, etc., the Allah, he created, that they're called the curses. Dichsiva said, vaya b'shamo estive ha'alah hazos. See, they're called the Allah. Savaos, what is that? That's when the Kohen adjures the woman, vishpia Kohen as isha. Delotema, loyidaleg, so therefore I might think that you shouldn't skip there, therefore I need a special miut to tell me, no, you don't write that. The Kabbalah Samein, L'kamei Parich, I was going to ask shortly, in according to Rabbi Meir, Maishna Hai Hei De Marbe Be, why is one Hei coming to Marbe, right, the Klalos Habaos Machmos Brachos, and Maishna Hai Hei De Maid Be, and yet this Hei is coming to Bimimai, the same Hei, once it's coming to Marbe, now it's coming to Bimimai, it's Vaos and Kabbalahs, what's going on? Kulhu, Ribuye Kedekamar, so all the Ribuyim Rabbi Yossi held, that you, like we said, Kedekamar, the Alos, Alos Mamash, and the Alos, and the Halos, Haklalos, Habos, Machmos, and Brachos, and Eile is Lemeute, the Mishnah Torah, and Shabbat Torah's Kohanim, and also in Vikra, Aval, the Heide, the Ha, Allah, Tidrash limiute tzavos v'kabbalos. He doesn't learn that that's coming to mimayet the tzavos and the kabbalos. Why? Da'asa es rabinu, because he learns Rabbi Yossi that the s is coming to marbe v'hei de v'hala is orchehu. That's the normal way of writing it. Ha'ela. Ve'Rabbi Yehuda kulhu ha'hein. All the hay is the kral limiute darshin. Lehu, they're all coming. He darshins all of them. The Gemara asks the question we mentioned before that Rashi said. The Rabbi Meir, why is it Mishna Hai He, when in the word Ha'alos, Demar Bebe, that's coming to include, when it says Ha'ele, right, that's coming to include the Klalos Habaos Machmas Brachos. So why does that He be mar, is Marbe, who Mishna Hai He in Ha'ele is coming to Mimayet? That you don't write the klalos in the Mishnah Torah. Why one hay is marbe and one mimayet? So my answer is very simple. That the hay the gabi di ribuye is ribuyehu, and the hay the gabi di miuta miuta. Very simple. The first hay is coming to marbe because it's attached to a word which is marbe. The word alos is coming to include the alos mamish. So the halos is coming to include something on top of that, because that's a alos is a word that's marbe. So the hay for that word is also coming to marbe. Yet the hay the gabi miyutahu, when it says ha'ele, that the hay is coming to that the ale is coming to exclude the klalos in the Mishnah Torah. Therefore, the extra hay as well is also being mimayed, like the word itself is, and therefore that you don't write the tzvavos and kabbalos. The Rashi says, Lagabi ribuye, the halos, the hai, the kaya, vikasav, it's going on vikasav, the lagabi miyuta, eile, the miyuta, who eile, velo acheros, and not others. Okay, the Gemara continues and asks, Ay, vahalesle, the Rabbi Meir, miklala, vatashameya hain. How could Rabbi Meir learn over here that the Kohen writes im lo shachav ishotach hinaki, that if she didn't do anything wrong she'll be clean? Then we said is written, so we will infer from that that if she did something wrong that she won't be clean from the waters. But that's an inference from a positive to a negative. But Rabbi Meir doesn't usually hold by such a concept. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Tanchum Hinaki Ksiv. It's written, Hinaki is written without a yud. Therefore, I can understand two things from it. I can understand its simple word meaning, to be cleansed. If she's okay, she's cleansed from these waters. But I can also learn the negative aspect in and of itself there, because since it's written without a yud, it can be read chinki, because hey and ches is interchangeable. Chinki means like she's chenek, like she's strangled. So there's an inference of the negative results of the water in that word itself, hinaki, that can be read chinki. Let's see, Rashi. V'ha leisle l'Rabbi Meir michala v'tashameyehain. D'shmeina le d'bai t'nai kafu. How do we know that? Can we know Rabbi Meir holds that when one makes a condition, he has to say both sides of the condition. Z'tnan, Rabbi Meir. Kol t'nai she'enu k'tnai b'nei gadu v'nei ruvein. Any t'nai which is not like the t'nai of b'nei gavenu b'nei ruvein, eno t'nai. It's not a good t'nai. D'chsiv be im yavru v'im lo yavru. Right? They said that if they go into Eretz Yisrael and fight with their brethren, and then they get the inheritance on the other side of the Yarden. But there's also the other side, and if they don't go in, then they don't get the inheritance. Even though that's implied, but no, you can't. Nothing's implied. You have to say both sides. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Halo kafle michlala v'tashamiyachin. So if you don't kofil it, then you don't. You can't infer the other side, and that's shita's Rabbi Meir. So how come over here we're inferring the negative side of it? We say that if she was okay, she'll be clean. That's what we write, so that we can infer from that the negative side. But Rabbi Meir holds we don't infer things. I'm Rabbi Tanchum Hinki Hinaki Ksiv, right? Below Yud, without the Yud. The Mashma Hinaki Im Lo Shachav. You'll be clean if you didn't do anything bad. But also you can darshan without the yud that is chinki, as if if there is tuma tachas yisheich, then without the lo, then she'll be strangled. Back to the Gemara. Darish Rabbi Akiva. Ish v'isha. Zachu. If there is zocha, meaning they go on the right path and they don't commit adultery, then Shechina b'nehem, then the Shechina rests with the man and the woman. However, lo zachu, if they were not zachu, they were not careful, then eish och latan, and then the eish, fire burns them up. Amarava u'de isha difa. And the by the woman, it's even stronger. The punishment comes quicker. Why? Midi'ish, than by the man. What's the reason? Because hai mitzraf, v'hai lo mitzraf. Meaning what? That we said the ish in isha, shkina shribinim, is because we have the yud in the word ish, aleph yud shin, and by the woman, aleph shin hey, we have the hey. So if they're good, we have the yud and the hey, we have the shkina shribinim. However, if they are not good, so the yud and the hay leave, so we're left with eish eish, and that's the eish achlasan. By the woman is stronger because the woman has the word eish without anything interrupting. Aleph sheen, the hay is at the end, whereas by the man there's a yud stuck in between aleph yud sheen. So therefore, it's much stronger the punishment by the woman because the eish is there together without with nothing in between it. Let's see Rashi. Zachu lalechas b'derech yishar. If they go the right path, so lo yehehu noef, that he's not a noef, he's not an adulterer, v'lo hi noefes. Then shechina b'nehem, sharei chila kes shemo v'shechinato b'nehem. The yud is in with the man, b'ish, and the hey is with the isha. Lo zachu eish achlatan. If they're not zocha, then the fire eats them. Shekadosh Baruch Hu masalik shmo b'nei. He takes away the yud and the hay. Nimsa eish 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 veish. With the isha difamid, the eish of the woman is kashem imeheres lachol, more severe and it's quicker to eat up and to punish. Mishal eish. Why my time a high mitzraf? The eish of the isha is no chalidalek meher. It's quicker to burn up. Why shein os shel shem mafsik ela mechubar hu. Because the eish is aleph shin is together, v'nikra eish as it is, and the hay's at the end. Aval shel eish ain otiyot shel eish mitzarfot. The word eish is not directly read because we have a yud in between. You're right. It's not shel eish mitzarfot yachad. Shel yud shel shchina is mafseket, is in between. And it's interesting. They explain why is the yud dafka by the man and the hay by the woman. It's based on the Gemara that's in Menachos that said that Olam Hazeh was created with a hay. And therefore the woman gets the hay because it's the Gemara says elsewhere that Milei D'Alma, worldly things, the woman sets the framework for worldly things. And therefore she has the hay which represents Olam Hazeh. Whereas Olam Hava, the Gemara says, was created with a yud. And Mili Dishmaya, things that have to do with Ruchnias, that's the man's domain. And therefore it makes sense that he has the yud and the woman has the hay. Another interesting thing, the Gra says that, but that's only half of Hashem's name, the yud and the hay. Because what about the vav hay? Where is that? So he says that when a man and a woman get married, what do they write? They write a ksuba. Ksubik has the same letters as ksav, vav, he. That it's ksav, it's the ksuba, the writing, and it's vav, he, the extra vav, he. So we have the yud and the he in ish and isha, and when they write a ksuba, that's ksav, vav, he, we also have the missing letters of vav and he. Amarava, the Gemara continues. Mipnei ma amra Torah have afar lesota. Why bring earth with sota? To teach us that zachta, that if she was zocha, then, and every, she comes out clean, then yotze mimena, ben, she'll have a son coming out of her, ke Avram Avinu. That's a tzaddik like Avram Avinu. Diksiv be, as it says by Avram Avinu, afar veifer. He said, anochi afar veifer. Lo zachta, however, if she was not, and she was in fact, live with this other man, then she's gonna die, and tachzor la afra. So he is also afar. That she's going to go back to the earth, she's going to die. Furthermore, Darish Rava, Bishar Shamar Avram Avinu Vanochi Afar Ve'efer, and the Schar that he said these words, he was Zoche, that Zachu Banav, his children, were Zoche L'shtei Mitzvahs. What are they? The Efer Para, that's the Paraduma, and the Afar Sota, and the Afar Sota. Ask the Gemara, why dafka thou those? What about Vaikanami Afar Kisuyadam, which we mentioned earlier? That there's Kisuyadam is also done with the Afar. So how come he wasn't Zocha to that, Avram Avinu, by saying Anochi Afar Veifer? Answers the Gemara, because Hasam Hechsher Mitzvah Ika Hana Leika. There is the actual Kim of the Mitzvah, but there's no hana that comes in the mitzvah. And since this is supposed to be kibul schar, schar given to Avram, that has to be something like tangible, that the actual hana from the mitzvah. That we don't find by the kisui dam. It's just simply covering up the dam, but there's no hana from the mitzvah. Let's see Rashi. Hana leka, we don't have hana, right? Ve'ein ze kibul schar. As we said, that's not called kibul schar. A Balkan, yesh hana, but by sota, we do have hana. Latet shalom, first of all, it brings peace for the husband and wife. Bishalo yarbe mamzerim b'Yisrael, im zonahi, and if she was mezanet, she won't have any children, she'll die, so there will not be mamzerim. V'im nixon, if she comes out clean, v'nizre zara, mivatelet laz, mi'al b'nei, the opposite, if she comes clean, people aren't going to be talking bad things, because they'll know that she's innocent. These are all hana. The Efer Para Litaher is also the Efer Para, also has Hana that is Matara, the person that is sprinkled on, Bilizakot et Yisrael, Mimaisa Egel, and Tzachapara for the Chet Egel as well. Where it continues, Darash Rava, Bishar Shamar Avram Avinu im Michut, Ba'ad Srochnal, he said to the king of Sdom, that I'm not going to take anything from the booty, not from a chut, not a string, or the shoelace. Zachubanav, his children, the Jewish people, were zocha l'shtei mitzvahs. And what are they? Because he said michut, we were zocha to the chut shel tcheles, tzitzis. And because he said srochnal, we were zocha to the ritzua shel tfilin. Which, agav, it's interesting, explains, they say why when one, the halacha says when one puts on his shoes, he should, as usual, always give preference to the right. First put on your right shoe and then your left shoe. However, when it comes to tying it, you're supposed to tie your left shoe first and your right, which is strange, because normally you give preference to the right, as we said. What's the reason? Because tefillin is put on the left arm, as we know, and Avraham Avinu, we were zochet to the tefillin because of Avraham Avinu, and he mentioned, because he mentioned the shoelace. So since shoelace is because of shoelace, we're zochet tefillin, which is put on the left arm, therefore we'd give chashivas and tie the left shoe first. Okay, the Gemara asks, Bishlam Ritzul Shel Tefillin, we know that there is a hana, because again, since it's a schar for Avram, there has to be, as we said before, some has to be some physical hana. So there is. What? Tiksivit, it says in the pasuk, V'ra'u chol amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, v'yaru mimecha. That the goyim fear us when they see the tefillin. V'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Gadol Omer, elu tefillin shebarosh. The tefillin on a person's head causes the goyim to fear us. So there is real hana there. However, elechut shel tcheles mahi, what's the hana that we have by wearing a blue string on our tzitzis? The Tanya, the Gemara says, yeah, there is hana. Why the Tanya? Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, manishtana tcheles, why dafka do we put a tcheles colored string there? Mikol minei tzivonim, as opposed to all other colors. Why? Because mipnei shatcheles domeh leyam, because the tcheles color is similar to the color of the blue sea. The yam is domeh lerakia, and the yam is similar color to the rakia, the firmament. Rakia is domeh to the kisei hakavod, and that we know from a pasuk. Shenemar v'yiru es elokei Yisrael v'sachas raglav kemaiseh livnas hasapir ha'etzem hashamayim latoar. And it says, legabe the kisei hakavod kemare even sapir demus kisei. So we see that the sapir, which is the rakia, is domeh to the kisei hakavod. And therefore, we have this hanav that by wearing the blue string on our tzitzis, the tcheles, that through association leads us to remind us of the kisei hakavod. Let's do Rashi now. Bishar imichut ve'atzroch nal. Shehivriach atzmo min hagezel, that he stayed away from gezel. Avram chut shel tcheles keneged michut, and ritzua shel tfilin keneged srach, the hainu ritzua. Bishlam ritzua shel tfilin, there's kibul schar, who why di kahana, kedixiv, and it says, but aval chut shel tcheles, shel tzitzis mai hana yika, what hana is there? So he said there is, because manishtana tcheles shizkiku akatu litzitzis, that we need to dapka wear blue string, shel tcheles adom aliyam echule. So if you're mekabel the shchina. V'achitanya la b'sifrei, it says, the itztrich, Itzrichu kolhani mishum. Why do you need all these? This whole list of things mishum de lo ashkechan kray ela birakia shedom ela kisekavod. Because to kisekavod, the only pasuk we have is by rakia. That the rakia is like the kisekavod. Therefore, hilchach tcheles adom eliyam yam dom ela rakia. The tcheles lo dam ela rakia. Because you can't jump and straight and say, yeah, okay, wait, I've Tcheles, and that's similar to Rekia, and Rekia is Kisei Kava. Because I can't jump to the Rekia, because it's not exactly Dome to the Rekia. Kolkach, Ela Dome Ledome. But it's only similar to that which is similar to the Rekia, which is a Yam. Kemo Tcheles Dome Lemare Hayam. Ba'anu Kachazina, and the Yam, therefore, is Dome Lemare Rekia, and therefore I have to have the Yam in between to make the association. Because I can't jump from Tcheles to Rekia, and therefore I first go from Tcheles to Yam, and then Yam to Rekia, and then Rekia to the Kisei Kavod. I have my Pasuk, Rekia, Dome la Kisei Kavod, Cry, Kadarish, Vidarshan the Psukim, Diksiv. It says, by the Rekia, Kamaisi Livnata Sapir. It says Sapir. Uksiv, Besei Kisei Kavod, also Kemara Evan, Sapir, Demut Kisei, Adkan.